Hubei has announced more strict measures to control the COVID-19 outbreak. They include enforcing traffic restrictions on all non-emergency vehicles province-wide and closing all non-essential public venues. A circular issued by the provincial government also requires that the health screening campaign should be strengthened with nobody to be missed, and that anyone showing symptoms such as fever and coughing must be reported to the local community. It also says companies should not resume production unless allowed by local epidemic prevention authorities, and those that have resumed work must follow strict virus prevention measures. Officials say autopsies on two COVID-19 patients who died at a hospital in Wuhan have been completed. Wuhan Jingyantan Hospital says the autopsy results have been sent for further examination by researchers to study the pathology of the virus. The UN resident coordinator in China is urging countries not to impose travel restrictions that are inconsistent with international health regulations. Nicholas Rosellini says some countries have overreacted by suspending flights to and from China or implementing border entry restrictions amid the ongoing outbreak. He calls on those countries to follow the travel and health recommendations issued by the World Health Organization.
The WHO declared a public health emergency of international concern, while at the same time saying that this does not mean there should be travel or trade restrictions. And but clearly many countries have imposed travel restrictions, and even some countries have imposed some trade restrictions, which is not in line with the WHO's advice.
The official urges all countries not to stigmatize or discriminate against groups of people just by their passport color. He also expresses best wishes and support for medical workers and patients in China. The 56th Munich Security Conference has concluded without a consensus on westlessness, the theme of this year's conference. Westlessness refers to the loss of the common standing on what it means to be a part of the West. More than 500 high-level international decision makers, including over 35 heads of state or government with 100 foreign and defense ministers, gathered at the conference to discuss the current crises and future security challenges. The conference included conversations on hotspots like Libya in the Middle East, trade, energy, and health, as well as new security challenges brought by technologies and climate change. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi also addressed the conference as part of his tour in Germany. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says his administration will never be pressured into holding talks with the United States.
What the U.S. thought that they could use maximum pressure to make us sit at the negotiating table from a position of weakness is not possible. And we have talked to the world with the power and dignity, but we will never negotiate in a weak position.
Rouhani adds that his country's negotiations with the U.S. will only take place if the U.S. returns to the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal and removes sanctions against Iran. The U.S. has been mounting pressure on Iran through a series of sanctions since its unilateral withdrawal from the nuclear deal in May of 2018. President Bashar al-Assad says the government's determined to retake all Syrian areas from rebels. He made the remarks while meeting with Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani. Assad says countries hostile to Syria are still protecting those taking civilians as hostages and human shields, which cannot be allowed to continue at the expense of citizens' lives, security, and stability. Larijani also reiterated Iran's continued support for Syria. The Syrian army is making strides in the battle against the rebel groups in Aleppo days after it managed to secure the main highway linking the province and Damascus. The Croatian Prime Minister is calling for a more structured management system within the European Union for resettling migrants and asylum seekers. Andrej Plenković says the system includes real-time monitoring, early warning, and a joint coordinated EU response to mobilize resources.
Despite differences of opinion that exist, there is broad agreement on the Pact's objectives. Most importantly, on the necessity to streamline the operation of our asylum system, so that decisions are taken in the most efficient and expedient way in the interest of all persons involved.
The new Pact on Migration is planned to be presented this spring.